AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. As a nor'easter eyes the eastern U.S., the National Weather Service is warning of a potentially paralyzing winter storm at the end of the week. Parts of the Mid-Atlantic region, including the Baltimore and Washington metropolitan areas, where a blizzard watch has been issued.
Certainly appears to be it's going to be a major one, rivaling some of the bigger storms we've seen. I would say it has potential to be certainly record-setting.
Forecaster Bruce Sullivan with the National Weather Service. Washington, D.C. got a preview of what wintry weather can do. Only about an inch of snow managed to paralyze traffic in the area. It fell during Wednesday evening's rush hour without roads being treated, so they turned to ice. Commutes for many motorists turned into hours in their cars. President Obama's motorcade had to navigate those icy roads after he returned from a trip to Detroit, where he talked about the resurgent U.S. auto industry.
7 years ago, auto sales hit a 27-year low. Last year, they hit an all-time high. Across the country, workers who thought that they'd never make another car again can't make them fast enough.
Well, Sarah Palin joined Donald Trump on the campaign trail in Oklahoma the day after endorsing the GOP presidential frontrunner.
Palin warmed up the crowd in Tulsa.
Are you all ready to work to make America great again?
Palin got personal, saying Donald Trump would be a better commander-in-chief, that the military needs better leadership for soldiers like her son, who has struggled since returning home.
It starts from the top. The question, though, that comes from our own president, where they have to look at him and wonder, do you know what we go through? Do you know what we're trying to do to secure America?
Palin's oldest son, Track, was arrested earlier this week in a domestic violence case in Alaska. I'm Ed Donahue.
The state of Texas has executed Richard Masterson, convicted of a killing 15 years ago. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. and six allies have agreed to ramp up the fight against Islamic State militants. Details from AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.S. has mapped out a coordinated battle plan for the next year, and Carter laid it out for his counterparts from France, Germany, and four other nations in Paris.
We agreed that we all must do more.
European countries have been heavily involved, but the U.S. wants to see more direct military efforts from Arab and Asian countries. Carter says the entire 26-nation counter-ISIL coalition will meet next month.
Every nation must come prepared to discuss further contributions to the fight.
And says he'll challenge them if needed. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Militants have attacked a checkpoint in Egypt's volatile Sinai Peninsula, killing five policemen. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.